الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الناس كلهم هالكون إلا العالمون العالمون كلهم هالكون إلا العاملون العاملون كلهم هالكون إلا المخلصون المخلصون خطر عظيم وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My most respected elders and brothers, I have recited the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, where he shows mankind the salvation, how he can achieve salvation. Everyone wants salvation. If he only follows this hadith which I have recited in front of you, it is sufficient for his salvation. There's a principle everyone should know, that if a person wants to achieve any kind of wonders, the wonders is all around him. If he wants to achieve those things, he must try to seek for it. For example, if a person closes his eyes and walk around, then you'll find that he will not see any wonders in this world. And if he does not see it, how will it go in him? It has to go into him. And the only way he can go is that the time he sees it, he sees the wonders of this world. Likewise, if he hears all kinds of things, beautiful qiraat of the Quran, but he closes his ears or he's deaf, will he benefit anything? He will not benefit, because whatever is outside it, it will only come in him when he begins to seek for it. And if he does not seek for it, he will achieve nothing at all. So the wonders of a man is not in him, it's outside him. He has to achieve that outside thing, he has to achieve for it. Like in this world, you notice that there's so many literature on Islam, beautiful books, so many literatures. The library is all full of literature. But if a person sits to read the thing, but just merely reading it, but if he does not open the heart, the eyes of the heart, will he achieve it? Nothing. He's just reading. That's all he's reading. Likewise, you find there's so many great people, saints all around, and they give wonderful talks. They give wonderful talks. But if you are not prepared to listen, you are there but you do not listen with the way you're supposed to listen, you'll derive no benefit at all. Look at kufr and iman. Kufr and iman. There's kuffar, so many kuffars around. There's so many kuffars, the Muslims around, so many. But until unless they do not themselves bring into the hearts to accept it, nothing can happen. So the kamal of a person, the wonders of a person is outside, he has to derive that person. There's no kamal a person has in him. He has no wonders in him, he has to derive those things. He has to achieve those kamals. It reminds me of an incident of a hakim, you know. He was a very great hakim, and he should always spend himself time in the mountains and the jungles, because the work of a hakim is to look for herbs, you know, all kind of herbs. He should just spend nights upon nights. He shouldn't sleep at all. So one day he came to the city, you know, and he sat down on one chair on a shop, and he slept away. He was very tired. Now you must know the king was coming with his army. The king was coming with his army. When the king came past, now the army is shouting, "Be careful, beware. The king is coming." In other words, be alert. Now this poor fellow is sleepy. What do you know what we are left for? It so happened that the king passed. He was sitting on an elephant. He saw this person. He came to him and he shook him up. Shook him up very badly. So he got up, you know, he started rubbing his eyes. And the king told him, don't you know who I am? So he starts still rubbing his eyes. He says, no, I'm rubbing my eyes to see which beast has killed me. Which beast? Because he was always in the jungles. Now that answer really got the king very angry. And he said, don't you know I'm a king? I'm an owner of this, I'm an owner of that. I got this, man, I got that. I'm owner of this. And he began to praise himself. But you know, when you're Allah wala, then anyone can come in front of you, only a fear one is Allah. Thereafter, there's no fear. When you become Allah, then you'll be no fear being after that. There's no fear beside Allah. He very, very calmly and told him, O king, you praise everything that is outside you. You began to praise your army. You praised your throne, your crown. You praised everything. You praised that you got this land and that land and you got this money and that money. Tell me what you got in you. Because once you take your crown out, you're no one. The day you tell me that you got something in you, that Kamal, the wonders, then you can talk about it. What do we come to know from this? If a person wears the most expensive clothing, but he's an ignorant person, jahil. Now he's wearing the most expensive clothing. That expensive clothing you can talk about. You can't talk about the man. You talk about the expensive clothing. A person wears a very, very expensive ring. Beautiful, expensive ring. You can talk about the ring. You can't talk about the man. Talk of what you got in you. The Kamal is what you got in you. That when you take out the ring too, they can talk about you. When you take your clothing too, you can talk about you. That is what you call Kamal. So Rasulullah says, "An-nasu kullum halikun illa al-alimun." The most important thing is this, that everyone must know that knowledge is very important. Without ilm, there's nothing can happen in this world. In this world, you find a person progressing. He's progressing. But when he progresses, the only time he has knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, no one will look at his face too. But when you have knowledge, it's very, very important that the knowledge must be of the highest standard. So, annasu kullu malikun illa al-alimun. Al-alimuna kullu malikun illa al-aminun. Now the most important thing, if you're alim, you got knowledge, but the knowledge must be also put into practice. You must have knowledge. You know, a person do not have knowledge, then his namaz is not accepted too. You come every day and read namaz. You don't know the faraiz of namaz. You don't know the wajibat of namaz. You don't know faraiz. You don't know wajib, the faraiz of wuzu. You made namaz, but your namaz is not accepted. Your namaz is not accepted. Knowledge is so important. You're doing business. You're doing business. Big transaction you're doing, but you don't know halal and haram. You're thinking that your transaction is clear all the time. It's not clear at all. You got married to someone. You divorced that woman. You're still living with that woman. You're not, because you have no knowledge of it, you're still living with a woman all the time. That's haram. So how important it is that you must have knowledge. Knowledge is very important in Islam. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with that knowledge you must have amal. Amal is very important. Because if you want that knowledge to rely, to last all the time, then you must make amal. If you do not make amal on that knowledge, one is a person reads a lot of books, you know. He reads so much of books, you say, hey, that person is a very knowledgeable person. But that is not knowledge because you're not practicing on it. If you want knowledge to remain with you, you have to follow that knowledge. You have to have knowledge, you have to follow it. If a person knows the masla of anything, if he wants the masla to remain with him, he has to follow it. Then only it is. So every one of us have to understand that with knowledge, the most important thing is to make amal. If you do not make amal, then the knowledge is wrong. But thereafter he says, Al-alimuna kullu mahalikuna illa al-mukhlisun. Kullu illa al-mukhlisun. In other words, all the amils, you can do all the good deeds, but it must be done for the sake of Allah. It must be done for the sake of Allah. This is the most important thing. Must do it for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, because on the day of Qiyamah, you know, those kind of people will be brought forward in front of Allah Ta'ala, and alim will be brought. Allah will question him, and half of the Quran will be brought. You know, you have done so much. Oh yeah, what have you done? Ya Allah, I've done this work, I've done that work, I've done all kind of work. Allah Ta'ala says, no doubt you did all the work. But you have done for shohrat. You have done for name and fame. You have done it in the world. Now you don't need anything to me now. You have done it for the sake of people, that people must praise you, to make wah-wah to you, that you have done this work and you have done that work. And you should wait for people to praise you. You should wait for people to praise you. Now you got the praises. Now go there and ask a friend. So when Nabi Kareem asked the Sahaba Ikram al-Muflis, who is a pauper? The Sahaba Ikram, only one answer. That person who has no money. Because Nabi Kareem replied that in there, there's no monetary there. There your action becomes everything. He says a pauper is a person who has namaz in him. He'll have hajj with him. He'll have all the things of him with him. Jihad fi sabilillah. Tabligh he goes out to. With all that he'll have. But on the day of Qiyamah, he'll have nothing by him at all. Why? Because he did this all for the sake of name and fame. He did not do it for the sake of Allah. He did not be the radha. He did not do it for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person going jihad fi sabilillah, he will be brought in front of Allah Ta'ala. And he say, Allah Ta'ala will say, Allah, I've done so much of good work. I went on jihad all the time. My life was on jihad. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allah Ta'ala will say to him that no doubt you have done all this thing here. But your jihad was done. You wanted people to praise you. You wanted people in the world. Now today there's no jihad for you. Yeah. Now go to the same people who you have wanted to praise. Now go to them, they'll look after you. Many a time, something came to my mind. Many people, they go out or do any work. It's very important to adjust one's intention. Some people go out because they feel the business is very bad. So let me go out, then Allah will give barakat. In other words, when they go out and Allah will not give barakat, what's the meaning of that? That means they must not do the work. Or if a person says, you know, I'm going through some problems at home, husband and wife, so now let me leave that thing and go and run away from reality. Then you go with that intention, then that is not intention for the sake of Allah. Not in the only thing a person who goes on the part of Allah or does any other work, it must be merely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and nothing else. Then only he'll get the benefit of it. So many people on the day of Qiyamah, they will be brought in from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will say to them that no doubt you have become a hafiz of Quran. You made people hafiz. You wanted people to say, no, wah wah, you got all those pleasures, you got all those treatment that today, now you don't come towards me. So, annasu kullu mahalikuna illa al-mukhlisun. Anything that you do, my dear friend, anything. Today we talk, when we send a person for hajj, we say, I've sent this person for hajj, I sent that person for hajj. If you did for the sake of Allah, then remember, anything that you do for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you just bury it. You just throw it in the sea, because you know that action, Allah has full knowledge of it. Why you want others to know about it? You know, I sent this person for hajj, I sent that person for hajj, oh, I went so many times for hajj, and I perform this hajj and that hajj. Who are you trying to say? What can the person give in return? Can he give you anything in return? Speak to the one who can give a return, and that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why should we talk about or boast about those things what we do? In other words, bear this in mind. One person came in the other day. He tells me, you know, I built this mosque and that mosque. I said, what must I do about it? He came and told me, I built this mosque and that mosque. I said, what must I do about it? I can't do anything for it. In other words, you are losing everything here in this world. So the most important thing, anything you do for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you just bury it. You just leave it outside. They say, anything you do for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you just throw it in the sea and say, that is there, and that's khalas, no more than that. So, annasu kullu mahalikuna illa al-mukhlisun. Ikhlas is very, very important. When you do ikhlas, you know, when you do anything with ikhlas, the smallest thing, the minute thing, is very, very beneficial. Very, very beneficial. You know, sometimes you give a person 10 rand, say, oh Allah, I'm doing it for your pleasure. You give a person only 10 rand, oh Allah, I'm doing it for your pleasure. And another person gives 1,000 rand, but he wants people to say, wah, wah, that 10 rand is worth more than that. I'll give you an incident mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a very famous hadith. People know about it, but no one pay attention towards it. There were three people going out somewhere in the mountains, and it began to rain. There was no place for shelter, so they went into one cave. The moment they entered the cave closed. We all know the story. No one pays attention towards it. No one pays attention to what a great lesson that in this hadith of Rasulullah says. You know, they all said, thought now, we got nothing but us, no food. The only thing we think of is death. But one person said, let us think now what we have done, anything that we've done for the sake of Allah, let's make dua on that. Let's make dua on that. So one person said that, you know what, let me make start the dua. I said, oh Allah, I've got an old father and mother. Oh mother, it so happened that my mother, whenever I come from work, the first thing that I do, I'll go in front of my mother and give her milk to drink. And that one day, I had to wait very long. Whole night passed by, but I left the hand, I stood in front of my mother, I did not wake her up. With this that she was sleeping so nicely, she'll wake up now. It went the whole night, in the early part of the morning, her eyes opened, said, Beta, dood, I want milk. And the milk was in front of her mother. And the mother drank that milk. She said, oh Allah, if I did this for your pleasure, open this cave. The cave opened a little bit. Now the other person says, now let me think now what I have done. He says, hey Allah, I had a very bad intention against my cousin. She was very beautiful. I was very, very poor, and she told me this much, that if you need me, or if you want to fulfill your desires, you have to give me a certain amount of money. Because he was very poor, he had to work for 1 year to achieve that much money. When he got that money, he went to the woman, to his cousin, very, very beautiful. And he was trying to fulfill his desires, and he went near her. The moment he went near her, he said, Ittaqullah, fear Allah. Fear Allah. Everything that Nabi Karim teaches us is a lesson. We must also fear Allah. If our eyes go to the wrong place, fear Allah. If we do something wrong, fear Allah. Ittaqullah, fear makes up, but do not go near gunas. Do not go near sins at all. It so happened that he just left the woman and gave her the money also. Take that money. How much of pain he went through, but he still gave the money. He made dua, say, oh Allah, if I have done this merely for your pleasure, open this cave. Cave opened. Now the third person's turn came. He said, now you think what you have done. He was a very great one. Allahu Akbar. You and I will never do that. We'll never do that. You know what he did? He said, Ya Allah, I had a friend. He left me with 100 rands. I'm giving an example. That time, no 100 rands and cents, but this is for example. He gave me 100 rands. And he says, when you come back, you can give it to me. Now remember, the masla is, if anyone gives you a money as amanat and says to keep it, you got no rights to use it. You got no rights to use it. But if he says you can keep it and use it, then it's something else. But if a person gives you any kind of amanat and tell you look after it and does not give permission to use it, you got no rights to use it. So this person says, you know, do whatever you want with this. However, he gave the 100 rand and he went away. This person is gone. And this person for so many years did not come. And he used that money and he became a very rich man. He became a very rich man. He has so much of wealth and so much of land and what he had. So much of properties he had. It so happened when this person came back and told him, I want my 100 rands. He said, what you talking 100 rands? All this belongs to you. He said, you talking 100 rands? 100 rands? No, all this belongs to you. He said, what you talking nonsense? I want my 100 rands. He said, 100 rands does not belong to you. All this belongs to you. Only that person can do what the fear of Allah Ta'ala. The fear of Allah. Today, if we get that kind of thing, we'll make sure we get that 100 rand, we'll take the whole thing else. We'll exactly do that. But this person made sure, he says, that this whole property, whatever it is, I used that 100 rands, now Allah Ta'ala, I wanted to give it to you, back to you. He made that dua, oh Allah, If I've done it for your sake, open this cave. The cave opened completely. So anything you do for the sake of Allah, a small amount to Allah Ta'ala does not need us. We need Allah. Allah does not tell you, give a lot of money, give how you give. It's not how much, it's how you give. It's not how much, it's how you give. If you give a little amount for the sake of Allah Ta'ala too, likewise, any action you do, you must do for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Everything must be the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But then Nabi Kareem says, وَالْمُخْلِصُونَ خَطْرِ عَظِيمٍ خَطْرِ عَظِيمٍ Being مُخْلِصِينَ also can, a person who is sincere can also fall into danger. What's the meaning of that? So when Allah Ta'ala gives him all the great ni'mats, and he begins to read namaz properly too, he keeps away from all kind of sins too, he does everything good, Allah chose him to do everything good, he begins to have pride. خَطْرِ عَظِيمٍ He begins to have pride. That, you know, I'm doing namaz now. I'm doing this now. I'm doing that. Now he begins to look down at others. He failed to understand that Allah allowed him to make namaz. He failed to understand Allah Ta'ala brought him from where he was. There's a nice saying in Urdu, Kadam uthe nahi uthaye jaate. Kadam uthe nahi. Your foot, you must know, you didn't come to the mosque. Someone brought you to the masjid. How he brought you can bring others to. Then what's the reason for you to, because you're giving so much of money in charity, or because you're in 5-10 namaz, or because you're in tahajjud namaz, or because you did that, you look down at us. Khatr azim. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a person, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, I want to now leave my family, children, everything, and I'm the whole day and night, only I want to make ibadat of yours. Only ibadat for you. Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. He should only make namaz, dua all the time, make ibadat, and Allah Ta'ala left a pomegranate tree there and some water for him to drink. 500 years he made Allah's ibadat. Every moment he was in ibadat, he did not want to worry about food or anything. The food was there for him. The water was there for him. He was only making ibadat. Then he said dua, yeah, he made this dua, oh Allah, let me die in sajda. They've been dying, says Allah Ta'ala. That is also accepted. In the hadith is mentioned, up to now that person has died in sajda, is still, only thing we don't know where the place is, because if you know the place, we begin to worship that place. That's why Allah Ta'ala made it that place is not known anywhere. How he made the dua, Allah Ta'ala accepted. He passed away in sajda. Then he was brought in front of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala told him, okay, I have forgiven you only through my fazl. Through my grace, a person who has done 500 years ibadat, Allah Ta'ala says to him, I have only forgiven him through my grace, through my fazl. It crossed his heart, you know. 500 years ibadat I made. This is the outcome. The moment this thought came into him, that 500 years of ibadat and this outcome, that only through your fazl, straight away Allah Ta'ala said to the Farishtas, show him Jahannam. Show him Jahannam. And he's walking towards Jahannam. He didn't even go near Jahannam. He's feeling very, very thirsty. Very, very thirsty. He felt so thirsty that he says, no, I want water. The Farishta says, yeah, you know, you sell water. You know. And not with money, generally not with actions. He said with his mouth, 500 of my ibadat, I give it for the glass of water. He sold his actions for 500, for his water, action for one glass of water, He drank the water, khalas, Allah Ta'ala said, bring him back. Now Allah Ta'ala, what have you got by you? You got nothing. Now I want my return from you. 500 years I gave you good health. 500 years that you ate all that pomegranate, every bead that you ate, I want for that. Every sajda that you made, I want for that. Every drop of water you drank, I want all the return from that. Now you know what to do. Then Allah Ta'ala says, koi baati, mere fazal se tumhe maaf kar diya. It's through my fazal and grace. So remember one thing, Allah Ta'ala forgives us only through His grace. No man can be proud of whatever he's doing. If he's doing good deeds, he's doing because Allah wanted him to do good deeds. And you must know that our deeds are not according to the standard of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has to ask us, if you only look at your namaz, what kind of namaz you read now? You come to realize we cannot even talk about namaz too. We cannot talk about actions too. But it's to the fazl of Allah that Allah Ta'ala forgives us. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah must give us ikhlas in whatever we do. Allah Ta'ala must give us muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala muhabbat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whatever I have said, Allah Ta'ala, I am sabko amal karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.